Bottles of wine and spirits would have to sit in New York State for up to 48 hours before they could be sold under a new law being considered in Albany. While the direct impact will be on distributors working mainly in the New York City area, the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports upstate wineries are worried about losing business.
Christopher Misick and his wife got into the wine business 3 years ago when they bought a winery along the west side of Seneca Lake. Last year, Misick decided to break his Villa Belangelo wines into the lucrative New York City market.
We don't have access to the huge distribution houses down there. And we work with, for the most part, really high quality but small family distributors.
Misick's distributor and other small operations working in New York City have their warehouses across the river in New Jersey, where real estate is cheaper. This year, lawmakers in New York are considering the implementation of what's called an at-rest law, which proponents say will generate better competition and create jobs in the state. Opponents say the legislation would add up to $2 a bottle in passed-on expenses. Misick says that could be a deal-breaker when his wine is already more expensive than competitors.
It just seems like one of those initiatives that I have to say it's either really thought out or not thought out. It's one or the other. It's only going to hurt a burgeoning industry.
Dina Opici is the president of Opici Wholesalers. They have a warehouse in East Syracuse as well as in New Jersey, which already has at-rest laws. She says at-rest laws in both states will mean duplicating their operations and kneecapping their efforts to sell boutique wines.
Many of the over 180 wholesalers in the state of New York who warehouse in New Jersey will not be able to stay in business as a result of this legislation.
Opici and some other small distributors have teamed up to launch a campaign against the bill. The Stop the Cork Tax Alliance points the finger at big distributors like Empire North for wanting the law. They say the large operations are trying to drive them out of business. Empire North declined to comment. Wineries already selling through big distributors with warehouses in the city are generally okay with the law. Brooklyn Assemblyman Joe Lenthal is a co-sponsor of the bill, but a spokesman says the Assemblyman has become sensitive to the other side's concerns. Governor Andrew Cuomo has asked Empire State Development to look into the impact of an at-rest law, but the study hasn't been released yet. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.